paranormal me, nākorero kai tōno, information and candidate profiles, Pōtitanga Kawanatanga Aorohe, 2022 local government elections. Voting closes at 12 noon, Saturday 8 October 2022, Whareni/Onslow Western General Ward. Producers note, this document contains the candidate profiles taken from the candidate profile booklet for this ward. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 11th of September 2022. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Disclaimer: this candidate directory has been compiled under the Local Electoral Act 2001. The Act provides that an electoral officer is not required to verify or investigate any information included in candidate profile statements and is not responsible for the accuracy of the information contained in such statements. Wellington City Council, Whareni/Onslow Western General Ward, electing three councillors: Heather Baldwin, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Whareni/Onslow Western General Ward area. I seek election because I believe I can bring a strong, well-informed, community perspective to council. Strong communities are at the heart of great cities, creating a sense of shared belonging and opportunity. The council needs people with a genuine concern for our city and its people, and a desire to make it a great place to live and work. I have long been committed to serving the community in Wellington. I am currently the chair of the Kauri Community Centre, a member of the Kauri Business Association and the Kauri Community Hall Trust. I have previously been a member of the Kauri Brooklyn Community Charitable Trust, and was the chair of the Kauri Normal School Board of Trustees, Campbell Kindergarten and the Kauri Plunkett Creche. These have all been voluntary roles, reflecting my deep interest and commitment to my community. Kush Pagava, independent. My principal place of residence is not in the Whareni/Onslow Western General Ward area. Kush Pagava, 47, family man, wife, and two daughters, university and college. Business owner and community worker, Wellington region has been our home for 18 years. Naturopath, authored 22 books. Previous experience, CEO of New Zealand Energy Forum, advisor to government organization, since 2010. Building the highest certified affordable eco-green homes and now carbon-negative homes. Last 3 years developing eco-green home in Crofton Downs. I am confident and qualified to use my international green procurement and carbon management experience to reduce council's expenditure and make Wellington carbon-neutral city. I support transparency and accountability from local government. I have a commitment to implementing policies and reducing the cost of land to reasonable levels, especially for first home buyers. I believe everyone should have affordable green homes. I support lower public transport fares, investment in infrastructure, action on carbon change and safety. I commit to representing diversity in your council. Ryan Bothma, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Whareni/Onslow Western General Ward area. Wellington needs fresh, experienced people to step up and make changes at the council. I'm a professional firefighter, so I understand the importance of good infrastructure. I've seen how families suffer when preventable disasters like burst pipes or slips affect their lives. Infrastructure investment must become a council priority. We need to roll up our sleeves and get it sorted for current and future generations. The council also needs to get smarter with its budget, whether that's investing in social facilities, infrastructure, or people and communities. We can only spend our rates dollar once, and it must be carefully considered. I live in Kauri with my partner and our two children. We love the community spirit of the western suburbs. People are having a tough time now and they need councillors more in tune with their everyday needs. I'm ready for the challenge of representing you. Please rank me number one. Diane Calvert, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Furunga/Onslow Western General Ward area. For 6 years I've been your local city councillor. I'm asking for your number one vote to keep me working hard for you, for communities, for businesses, the arts and the environment. My mission is that council does the basics well, pipes, paths, parks, and utilities. That we spend your money responsibly and we build a better city. Community involvement is important to me so that your voice is heard, we work together, we build connected neighborhoods and there's housing for all. I'm strong but pragmatic. With you, I saved Kandala Pool, I've worked on improving Ian Galloway Park, and I'm pushing for key infrastructure improvements in Karori. It's also time vibrancy and pride is restored to the central city. I love Wellington, my family is here, including 2 grandchildren. You have my commitment to Wellington becoming the world's most livable big small city for everyone, now and into the future. www.diannecalvert.nz. Ray Chung, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Furunga/Onslow Western General Ward area. I am also standing for mayor. Wellington has major infrastructure issues. Addressing these must be top of mind. The local economy must be grown by supporting business and making Wellington a more attractive place to live. We need to protect Onslow Western's natural appeal. Many of us need housing, yet many like the suburbs as they are. There is new land to build on. We should use it. I'm a born and bred Wellingtonian with extensive business experience. I will ensure Wellington is business friendly and culturally vibrant, without pipes sporadically bursting in the streets. I will focus on the best interests of Wellington ratepayers, not ideology. That includes avoiding unnecessary bureaucracy and cost through 3 waters or spending big on bike lanes. I've lived in Onslow Western for 38 years and helped establish the Onslow Residents Association in 2017. I'm an avid volunteer for the SPCA, WFA, Animal Services and other charities. Vote Chung number 1. Chung number 01 at mail.com. Producer's note. In this email address, Chung number 01 is written all up close, that is, capital CHUNGNUMBEO01. End of producer's note. Alexander Garside, Independent. My principal place of residence is not in the Furunga/Onslow Western General Ward area. Wellington should be for everyone. Our city and suburbs can be affordable, sustainable, and accessible, if we embrace density throughout our spaces. Cycleways are just one component of our transition away from simultaneous isolation and gridlock. I will lower restrictions on commerce in residential areas, run a pilot leasehold scheme for movable homes, and work with the GWRC to enable public transport expansion. Population growth opens doors for our economy, and we should embrace as many people as we can, as wisely as we can. I'm a motorcycle courier, so I have some understanding of service delivery in our diverse geography. I lead a walking group, do community theatre, and work as an event photographer. I've been fortunate to grow up surrounded by our forested hills and hope to allow others to do the same. Kelvin Hasty, Future Wellington. My principal place of residence is in the Furunga/Onslow Western General Ward area. I am also standing for mayor. It's an incredible privilege to be running for councillor. I'm best known for my work on predator-free Wellington after creating New Zealand's first predator-free community. The campaign was supported by 99% of residents in a council survey, and now Wellington City is the only capital in the world with increasing biodiversity. It is with this knowledge and experience, combined with my work on some of the largest infrastructure projects in the Southern Hemisphere, that makes me ready to take this city forward in the face of many challenges. I have a background in housing and architecture, climate change, land use, and transportation projects as well as in the music and the entertainment industry. But most of all, I have achieved something transformative for all of Aotearoa. As city councillor, it is my promise to serve in the best interests of our great city and all that live here. Bob Mason, TOP, The Opportunities Party. My principal place of residence is in the Furunga/Onslow Western General Ward area. Are you tired of a dysfunctional council that is unable to resolve the challenges facing Wellington? Do you want a new voice for our ward, untainted by the politics of established parties? I've proudly called this wonderful city my home for almost 20 years. As a dad and a teacher at Wellington College for the past decade, I'm responsible for educating the next generation and care deeply about Wellington's future. The skills required in my profession, clear and honest communication, integrity, and an ability to get things done well and on time, underline my credentials. As a candidate endorsed by TOP, the Opportunities Party, I support our policies which will end the housing and infrastructure crisis in Wellington, so that all residents, renters and homeowners alike, can have a fair go. Please vote for me so we can restore Wellington to the vibrant city it should be. Rebecca Matthews, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Furunga/Onslow Western General Ward area. As a current city councillor, I offer experience and proven commitment on the issues important to Wellingtonians. As a renter in Lyall, a mum, and a public transport user, I'm motivated to make sustainable long-term decisions for our city. In my first term, I advocated for better housing and transport options, scrapped overdue library fines to make our libraries fairer, and supported locals to get things done. Decades of neglect have led to crumbling water pipes, a housing crisis, and inadequate transport. We can't leave these issues to our grandchildren to fix. The time is now to act and protect our city's future for everyone. In a second term, let's boost the number of homes built in Wellington, improve our public transport system, fix our water infrastructure, continue to take action on climate change and ensure our libraries, pools, and parks get regular upgrades. Barbara McKenzie, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Furunga/Onslow Western General Ward area. I am also standing for Wellington Mayor. I want to be part of a council whose members treat each other, and the public, with respect, one that places a high value on democracy and transparency, and is committed to meeting the needs and expectations of Wellingtonians. One that respects the environment and values which made Wellington a great city to live in. Council needs to prioritise funding and delivering on the core services, whether it be water services, public transport, housing, roading infrastructure, or major projects. Council should proceed more cautiously, consult more widely, and be more transparent before implementing projects outside core services. Such projects include cycleways and other steps towards a car-free city, expanding the city's reserves at the expense of private property, and changing the electoral system in order to establish co-governance. Only 12% of Wellingtonians are satisfied with the council's performance. It is time to listen to the 88%. Lachlan Patterson, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Furunga/Onslow Western General Ward area. We can have a city that's affordable, livable, and sustainable for all who call Wellington home. Previous councils have let us down. They've prioritised property speculators and entrenched interests ahead of our communities, nature, and the future of Wellington. The impact is a stagnant and unaffordable city that isn't working for any of us. We need change. I'm ready to bring a fresh approach, new ideas, and consensus building to the table. I've campaigned for action on housing, transport, and climate change, and now I want to take it to the next step. My priorities are to ensure affordable, quality, and accessible homes for all. Deliver safe and moving streets. And create a zero-waste, predator-free city that takes care of nature. With your vote, we can deliver a livable, sustainable, and affordable city with a council working in the interests of today's residents, future generations, and our environment. Wellington City Council, Markara Ohariu Community Board, electing 6 board members. Jonna Panowicz. My principal place of residence is in the Markara Ohariu Community Board area. I am also standing for Tuckapoo/Northern General Ward. I have lived in the northern suburbs all my life and attended West Park School and call Ohuriu Valley my home. My focus for the residents of Mukura and Ohuriu is to continue improving roading and road safety, especially with the ongoing increase in the number of heavy vehicles and cyclists, phone communications and other utilities, resource consent compliance with the district plan, championing the Mukura Beach Restoration Project and actively engaging with groups that affect our daily lives. For the significant amount of rates rural residents pay, our infrastructure and sustainable areas need council focus. A graduate of Victoria University with a degree in economics, commerce and administration, I work locally running a successful consultancy firm specializing in finance and corporate governance. I'm also a chartered accountant, a chartered member of the Institute of Directors. I have been the chair of the Mukura Ohuriu Community Board for the last 3 years. Christine Grace, my principal place of residence is in the Mukura Ohuriu Community Board area. As an elected member of the Mukura/Ohuriu Community Board for the past 15 years, I have also been actively involved in many community activities including the Westwind Community Liaison Group, the Westwind Community Fund, the Mukura Community Hall, and the Makarakarpas Estuary Restoration Group. I am fully committed to promoting and supporting the Mukura and Ohuriu communities. Mukura and Ohuriu are unique in that their geographic location is so close to a capital city, and the rural character needs to be preserved and enhanced for the benefit of residents and the Wellington community at large. As a resident, I appreciate where I live and want to be involved in the ongoing development, management and protection of Mukura and Ohuriu. Darren Hoskins, my principal place of residence is in the Mukura Ohuriu Community Board area. Kia ora. I have thoroughly enjoyed my first term on the MOCB and looking ahead, road safety and roading improvements would continue to be a focus to ensure the community is a safe environment for our families. Another area of focus would be resilience, which would include improved flood protection measures. Having lived in Ohuriu Valley for 20 years, I still appreciate how amazing and unique our beautiful environment is and what a fantastic community we live in. I do not take this for granted and would like the opportunity to be a part of preserving the rural amenity aspects we enjoy so much. My career has been based around civil works, infrastructure and operations, so I have a broad understanding and practical approach to such challenges. My wife and I also operate a productive deer farm in the valley and our children attend schools in Johnsonville. Mark Reed, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Mukura Ohuriu Community Board area, an established resident of Mukura since 2010, having moved from the UK with my wife and two children, taking on cattle, sheep, fencing, native planting, and firewood amongst many unplanned new lifestyle skills. The title accidental farmer captures our situation well. Unable to imagine ever living in suburbia again, we are fully committed to living in Mukura, and I am keen to represent the community on local issues and concerns, and also to ensure we make the most of any opportunities or funding to benefit residents. The community board has a key role to play in advocating for the community, helping to evolve council policy, plans, the district plan, and also ensuring high standards of council-funded services and infrastructure. As a professional project and commercial manager, and current committee member at Karori Golf Club, I believe I could add real value to the community board if elected. Chris Renner, my principal place of residence is in the Mukura Ohuriu Community Board area. My name is Chris Renner and I am a current serving member of the Mukura Ohuriu Community Board, which I am seeking re-election for. I have lived in Mukura for over 20 years. I'm passionate about protecting the local environment and resilience of the community. I look forward to being able to assist with any matters that arise. Wayne Rudd, my principal place of residence is in the Mukura Ohuriu Community Board area. No statement provided. Hamish Todd, my principal place of residence is in the Mukura Ohuriu Community Board area. I believe the MOCM should be focusing on the following: roading and driver behavior on our rural roads. The escalating numbers of vehicles on our country roads further increases the risks for vulnerable road users such as cyclists, equestrians, walkers and farm stock movements. The increase in the development of tiny homes is becoming more common, and it is important that these comply with the WCC rules surrounding their occupancy. Sedimentation in the estuary at Mukara Beach and the constraints around the river mouth being opened or dug out to allow the water to exit the estuary creates ongoing flooding risks for Mukara residents. I believe the MOCB has been successful over the past few years in lobbying for and utilizing infrastructure funding to continue to maintain and mitigate risks in the most dangerous stretches of our rural roads. Hutt Munna Charitable Trust, Wellington City. Electing one trustee for Wellington City, Peter Gilbert, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City area, as councillor for my community, Tuckapu Northern Ward. In 2016-19, I helped prioritise the Newlands Park redevelopment, now Pukehuia Park, actively supported new club facilities at Alex Moore Park, led additions to the outer green belt in Johnsonville Churton Park and Tawa, and was an ever-present participant in activities throughout the ward. I have led the planting by volunteers of 30,000 native trees in parks and schools in Newlands, Paparangi and Granada Village. In my career, as a scientist, teacher, and funder, I have managed tens of millions of dollars of funding in research and education. I was on the WCC Grants Committee and currently am on the committee of the North Wellington Voluntary Service Awards. I fully support the aims of the HMCT to support health and well-being across all of our society, and request your number one vote for an effective trustee who knows and cares about our community. Tracy Hurst Porter, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City area. The northern suburbs is my home. It's where I live, have raised my family, work and play. I have been involved in the not-for-profit sector for over 30 years. I know firsthand the value grassroots organizations add to the community. The amazing mahi is often done on a shoestring budget. My own volunteering has been recognized. I am a proud recipient of a North Wellington Voluntary Service Award. Currently, I am the chair of the Johnsonville Charitable Trust, Chair of Recommendations Committee for the Trust's Community Foundation and a former chair of Wellington COG's Local Distribution Committee. I know our community. It's time for North Wellington to be represented by someone who knows our community. Choose me as your informed, local representative to advocate for the needs of North Wellington groups at Hutt Munna Charitable Trust. Vote for Tracy Hurst Porter. Nick Leggett, Independent. My principal place of residence is not in the Wellington City area. It's been a privilege to serve as your local trustee and as chair of the trust for the last 3 years. We've put the trust on a more secure footing for the future by ensuring its $43 million approximately of community assets is properly managed. Our aim is to grow these assets over time so communities can benefit from grants for generations to come. We will continue to support our local community, cultural and sporting groups with their great work. We've been proud to assist in completing the Johnsonville Sportsville, Tawa Squash Club revamp and the Newlands Resilience Group. There is still more work to do. We've been part of warming up hundreds of homes to reduce preventable illnesses. We want to support local secondary students with funding to gain their driver licenses. Please support my re-election by ranking me one. Check out more about the trust, www.hmct.org.nz. Wellington Regional Council, Pawneke/Wellington Constituency, electing 5 regional councillors, Jake Arthur, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawneke/Wellington Constituency area. For years I've lived and worked in the Wellington region. I believe it's the most dynamic part of the country. But there's no doubt it faces serious challenges. Returning to Wellington after working in the UK as a lecturer and researcher, I want to bring my attention to detail to solving the issues facing our region. We need to future-proof our water supply and critical infrastructure, build up our climate and disaster preparedness, and sort out public transport. These are major challenges and we need ambitious thinking. We need cooperation between councils and a solid working relationship with government. After years of experience in the education sector, I know the value of building positive relationships and how to make the best out of the resources available. As your counsellor, I'll be across the detail without losing sight of the big picture. Let's get Wellington Region up and running again. Roger Blakely, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. I am a second-term regional councillor. I have delivered my 2019 election commitments, fixing the bus network, action on climate change and clean water. As chair of the Transport Committee, I have led at governance-level council's actions to procure 83 new electric buses, new Ikarere electric ferry, new electric airport express bus service, and support for walking and cycling programs. As a member of Te Whanganui Atura Whaitua Committee, I have developed actions to protect our freshwater streams, rivers, lakes and wetlands. I am asking for your number one vote so I can deliver further results. Climate action by bedding in contractually Council's commitment to a fully electric bus fleet by 2030. Reliable and affordable public transport. Environmental action to eliminate pests and enhance biodiversity. Partnering with Mana Whenua in decision-making. My background is Chief Executive of Ministry for Environment, Department of Internal Affairs and Porirua City Council. Thomas Bryan, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. I have lived in Wellington for over 30 years. I am an advocate of cities for all. I mostly get around Wellington using public transport. I see firsthand that we have some way to go before we can honestly say public transport and our city is accessible for everyone. I am currently on the Regional Council Public Transport Advisory Group representing disabled and older persons. My passion and objective is to achieve accessibility for all. As our city and region plans for the future, it is essential we ensure our infrastructure, public transport and services supports the needs of everyone, including older and disabled persons. 25% of New Zealanders experience barriers to getting around and participating fully in society. This percentage increases as we age. If our cities continue to create barriers, more of us will be excluded, marginalised and left behind. Chris Kelvey Freeman, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. I'm a transport planner with substantial local and international experience. As the Regional Council's first manager of public transport, I led the team that developed the 1991 bus network that served the region well until it was replaced by the 2018 bus catastrophe. I'll ensure that history isn't repeated, and I'll work hard to further improve our public transport and regional road networks, and really get Wellington moving. As a Wellington City Councillor 2016-19, I was instrumental in developing an agreed plan for LGWM, which now needs to be put into action. I'm committed to strong, connected communities, clear communication, genuine consultation, objective decision-making and open, honest local and regional government. We need experienced, practical people around the council table. If Wellington is going to continue to grow and thrive in the face of significant environmental and financial challenges, we can't simply talk, dream, or tax our way forward. Lee Catley, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. For 15 years, my job has been to tell farmers and growers to take responsibility for improving their environment by stepping up to represent their local communities on their councils. This year, it's time for me to walk my talk. GWRC is under enormous pressure to deliver for ratepayers, public transport users, central government, and the environment. I have governance skill, communications awareness and significant depth of understanding of the challenges facing the council. A vote for me means supporting someone who knows what it is like to commute in this region, to run a small business in the CBD and above all, knows what the regional council actually does. I will hit the ground running at the decision-making table. My key areas of interest are climate change adaptation support for urban residents, reaching predator-free goals and running great public transport services. Glenda Hughes, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. Glenda Hughes, Wellington born and bred. Committed to delivering achievable solutions that are good for the region. Everywhere I go, I like to make things happen. It's the passion I've had my whole life. As a police officer keeping the streets safe. As team captain of New Zealand Athletics, a Commonwealth Games representative, and in the management team at two Olympics. I've worked with boards in business, government organizations, and at startups Variety Club, Kids Can and Pet Refuge, all charities that are delivering for Kiwis. I have always believed in implementation. I have never believed in intentions, only in achievable actions. Let's ensure Wellington Region gets the action required. With better decision-making processes and smarter spending cognizant of today's tougher conditions, our region will flourish. We must act fast but wisely. I need your first preference to make it happen. David Lee, Connecting Wellington. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. Wellington has an exciting future ahead. I'm an urban planner and certified RMA commissioner, with 25 years of central and local government experience. I'm connected, with a record of success. My climate action achievements include securing $20 million carbon credits for Greater Wellington, introducing solar panels in schools and EV chargers around the city, championing climate adaptation resilience, water quality and urban renewal initiatives and community-led programs. I've led public transport initiatives, for example, electric buses, 50% fares, while upcoming integrated ticketing will modernize how we journey. Let's get Wellington moving. Options are hotly debated. I support a second Mount Victoria tunnel. Light rail is not the answer, we can't afford it, $7.4 billion. It's disruptive, especially for business. Buses on dedicated lanes are the most practical, achievable way to move people around the city. I'm seeking a second term on Greater Wellington. Vote 1 David Lee to energize momentum for Wellington. Chris Montgomery, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. Kia ora. I am committed to a vibrant, connected community that looks after the natural environment and the people who live in it. I am an experienced communicator, community connector and leader and bring the skills, energy and passion to help GWRC achieve this vision. We are entering a period of huge challenge and change, particularly around climate change action, including sustainable transport options and government reforms, and we need councillors with a strategic outlook and a sense of urgency who can understand people's concerns and communicate issues well. My background is varied, with experience in corporates, governance, incorporated societies and community organizations. I am committed to being a good ancestor and want the Wellington region to be a place where our young people feel that their hopes and concerns for the future are listened to and acted on and mana whenua knowledge and place is acknowledged and respected. Thomas Nash, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. I believe in fairness, thoughtful planning and dedicated teamwork. In a time of climate transition, we need coordinated, effective regional leadership focused on the public good. That's my commitment to you. A region with more ways to get around is better for the climate and better for everyone. So let's accelerate Wellington's transport and urban development projects, with modern light rail supporting quality public housing, new trains for our regional network, more bus lanes, cheaper fares, more frequent services, a transport workforce strategy and welcoming, accessible stations. Let's work together to restore the region's urban streams, coastal areas, native forests and wetlands. In all of this we must build meaningful, equal partnerships with mana whenua. If re-elected I will build on my track record of delivering climate action and increasing council's funding base alongside rates. I'll work hard and always put climate, nature and community at the heart of everything. E whakapono ana au ki te tōkeke, te whakamahere pai me te mahi tahi. he whakahaere I te huringa āhuarangi me reretahi, me whaitake hoki te hotutanga e arotahi anaki te painga tumatanui. Koinei tāku e whai nei mā koutou, he pai ake mō te āhuarangi me te katoa te rohe e whai ana I ngā huarahi maha ki te tawhai haere, nō reira me whakahohoro tātou I te whakawhanaketanga tūnuka me te taone, mā te whakatū tereina māmā, tereina hō arapahi anō utu kaieke iti iho, ratonga awau ake, paina ake mō ngā kaitaraiwa, me ngā teihana tōmopai. Me whakaura tātou I ngā awa taone o te rohe, ngā takutai, ngā here taketake me ngā koreperepo. Me whakapakari I ngā pātuitanga whaitikanga, manarite hoki me te mana whenua. Kapu kumahi au, ka aropu hoki ki te āhuarangi, te taio me te hapori. Darren Ponter, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. Electric buses, lifting driver wages, lowering bus fares, new bus services, including the airport service, introducing Snapper onto rail, replanting our regional parks, restoring our wetlands and cleaning up our waterways have been areas of focus during my current term as Chair of Greater Wellington Regional Council. My priorities are more reliable Metlink services. Reducing fares for buses and trains. More buses to more places. Full integrated ticketing. And removing pollution in our urban streams. I am committed to active community engagement, spades in the ground on major transport projects, a vibrant downtown Wellington, and supporting economic development. Climate change, water quality and infrastructure resilience are high priorities. I am an experienced councillor with strong background in problem solving. I have a track record of bringing people together and delivering for Wellington. I have a background in resource management and public policy. Yadana Saw, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. Te whanganui e Tairua welcomed my whānau after they left Burma. Born and raised here, the environment, the possibilities and the people have instilled my lifelong commitment to community, social justice, climate action and te tiriti. Wellington is where I've worked in our film, education, radio, arts and non-profit sectors, gaining skills in governance, management and strategic oversight. I want a flourishing, safe, resilient, climate-friendly place that takes care of nature and people. We deserve 21st century transport solutions that reduce congestion and deliver a public transport network that serves our passengers, drivers and the planet. The restoration of our coastal areas, native forests and waterways is vital to our well-being and livelihoods. We need well-maintained and functioning infrastructure to protect our natural taonga. I will contribute to an effective, collaborative and visionary regional leadership that works in equal partnership with mana whenua so we and future generations will thrive. I pōhiritia taku whānau e te whanganui a tara I taua rātou wehenga I pēma I whānau mai au I whakatipuria hoki I kōnei, kua whakato te taiao, ngā āheinga, me ngā tāngata I te manawanui ki roto I aho mō te hapori, tika papori. Tiaki āhuarangi me te tiriti e pirangi anaki apua wai, haumaru, manawaroa, tiaki hoki a te whanganui a tara I te āhuarangi, te taio me te tangata, me whiwhi tātou I tētahi ratonga tūnuka tumatanui no tēnei rotau e whaihua I mō ngā kaieke me ngā kaitaraiwa katoa, mō papatu anuku hoki. He mea waiwai o tātou takatai mōna. Ngā here taketake me ngā aroai ki tō tātou oranga, me tiaki. Mā akumahi e whaihua e mahitahi e matakite ai hoki te hotutanga a arohe e mahitahi ana me te mana whenua I runga I te manarite, ki apua wai ai tātou me ngā uri whakaheke. Simon Wolf, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. Simon Wolf has vast governance experience. He has been actively involved in areas of public transport, infrastructure, business, environment, arts, sport, health, and various charities in the Wellington community. Simon is a life member of Diabetes NZ, the Wellington Photographic Society and Family Planning NZ. He is a trustee on the Wellington Hospital Trust, a Rotary Paul Harris Fellow, and has also served 3 terms on the WCC. Simon's reasons for standing for the GWRC include his care, interest and expertise in environmental matters, and his previous experience and advocacy for his community with public transport. He is a long-standing community champion and advocate for an improvement of Wellington's public transport system, and particularly in relation to Wellington's bus network and services. Simon is also known for his photography and family business Photography by Wolf. He has a reputation for his considered and balanced approach, where people come first. Wellington Regional Council, Poriruatowa Constituency, electing 2 regional councillors, Lynette Tani. My principal place of residence is in the Poriruatowa constituency area. I live in Towa with my husband Hassan, who is a local volunteer firefighter. I want to contribute to this region and make a difference in my community. My aim is to listen to the community's concerns and to convey them on and find solutions with the other councillors. To be an advocate for the individual and community groups of all types. My career and background highlights customer service, which is certainly what this role requires. A brief overview of my career is as follows. Most of my career has been in the aviation and tourism industry. I have worked as a sports coach and swimming teacher. This included working with the schools to provide water safety programs. Currently, I am working as a COVID testing marshal at the High and District Courts. What I believe I bring to this role is integrity and respect for all the community. Chris Kirkburnand, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Poriruatowa constituency area. Having served on Greater Wellington Regional Council for 1 term, I am keen to contribute for a 2nd term. Helen and I have lived in Poriruwa for 44 years and we have family living locally. I have been able to bring good governance along with a focus on results, effectiveness, and efficiency to organizations and work well with others. This includes chairing Fitiraya Community Polytechnic, Life Education Trust, both locally and nationally, Motor Trade Association. I also chaired fundraising for Pataka and the Aquatic Center. Helen and I support our community directly through Johnsonville Youth Grants Trust, Poriruwa Youth Awards, Fitiraya Foundation, and other organizations. I have been recognized with several life memberships, as a Paul Harris Fellow and awarded an MNZM for my community work. I have a passion to support those less well off. For more information, please see my webpage www.chriskaby.nz. Hikisha Rawputta, Independent. My principal place of residence is not in the Poriruatowa constituency area. With the endorsement of my iwi, Ngāti Toa, I am putting myself forward to represent the Poriruatowa ward and will give my commitment to delivering better environmental results, improved public transport systems and sustainable economic development across the Wellington region. I have already been contributing for the past 5 years to the GWRC's environmental discussions through my community representation on the Te Awarua or Poriruwa Whaitua, and most recently the Te Whanganui Atara Whaitua. Now is the time to draw on that experience and my skills as a senior policy leader to represent 77,000 aspiring and resilient residents. I have already gained a valuable understanding of the GWRC organization, the aspirations and expectations of Ngāti Toa, and I am ready to push through the changes needed to improve our relationship with our environment, our communities and the organizations who contribute to the places that we live, love and learn in. Robin Smith, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Poriruatowa constituency area, Te Anā Koutou Katoa. I descend from Te Atiawa Taranaki and Scottish immigrants, and have lived in Towa and Poriruwa for 27 years. I am a strong advocate for the environment. With over 10 years' experience in local government, I know how to work in partnership with iwi, and work with community groups to get things done. A big focus for me is improving the health of Poriruwa Harbour, We need to protect our waterways by better managing runoff and increasing plantings in all our catchments. There are many great iwi and community initiatives needing support. With appropriate resourcing, we can do more to nurture nature on public land. We also need to support individual landowners with the right incentives to support the environment. Better public transport will help reduce emissions. I will lobby for on-demand bus services, reduced waiting times, cross-region services and affordable fares. Web, robinsmith.nz. Roger Watkin, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Porirua-Towa constituency area. As a successful business person with a long-time involvement in our community, I bring the background skills necessary to make an impact for you at the regional council table. GWRC has set your rates to increase by 12.27%. Alongside local rates, these increases are creating genuine hardship for many households, and for many they are unsustainable. We need to always be looking for better ways to get better outcomes at affordable costs. Climate change, soaring costs at the petrol pumps and supermarkets, the ongoing fallout from COVID are just some of the hurdles facing our residents and businesses. By working collaboratively, we can get the best outcomes available to our communities. I am very grateful for the support of so many, and I will be a relentless advocate on your behalf. I bring an honest, hard-working, common-sense approach and the ability to work as part of a team. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 11th of September 2022 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.